And hello, I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta with some of the stories that are happening now in the news. And surrounded by family members, Senator Edward Kennedy left a Massachusetts hospital this morning, a day after doctors announced that he has a malignant brain tumor. Kennedy waved to a crowd of supporters and reporters, gave the thumbs up sign before getting into a vehicle. The 76-year-old Democrat was hospitalized on Saturday after suffering a seizure at his home. Doctors announced on Tuesday that the seizure was caused by a tumor in his brain. Myanmar's government won't allow U.S. naval ships and helicopters to deliver aid to cyclone victims. The state-run media said that the country's military government, the junta, fears the U.S. will invade to take Myanmar's oil reserves. In the meantime, the U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says that Myanmar will allow 9 U.S. helicopters to deliver aid in the remote areas. President Bush has found a new way to reach out to the Cuban people. Earlier today, he unveiled a change in U.S. policy, letting Americans send cell phones to Cubans. And this move comes a month after Cuba's president eased restrictions allowing Cubans to buy mobile phones. The change in U.S. policy also comes as Cubans and Cuban Americans mark the 106th anniversary of Cuba's independence. Fair warning for the millions of people hitting the road over the Memorial Day weekend. Pack some extra cash to pay for the gas. AAA reports the national average for a gallon of regular is just under $3.81. That's up 60 cents from a year ago at this time. And Fleet Week begins today in Manhattan. 5 American warships will drop anchor for the 21st annual observance. More than 3,000 sailors and Marines will paint the town. 3 Canadian ships will also arrive for that 8-day event. Those are the headlines making news at this hour. For more on these stories or other news of the day, remember CNN is your source, whether you're surfing the web, watching television, or you happen to be on the go with your cell phone.